Well, Steve Cishek, you look very good in red. Take me back, though, to when you gave up the Marlins colors, getting that news. I guess being traded wasn't completely a shock, but what do you go through when this is the only organization you've ever known and all of a sudden you're going somewhere else?
That's a great question. You know, at first I was, you know, kind of shocked I got traded over here. You know, this franchise has such a great history. But, you know, it was pretty emotional. As you said, I've been with them. It's the only team I've been with. They gave me a tremendous opportunity to fulfill my dreams and playing big leagues, and it's something I'll forever be thankful for. But, you know, it was time for me to, you know, I knew my time was coming up soon, just the way the season was going as a team and also for myself. You know, I just really struggled early on, and, you know, I just had to, you know, accept it, and I'm more than happy to be over here, though, and to help these guys win here.
And all of a sudden, you're in first place. You're on arguably the best team in Major League Baseball. You're in arguably the best environment in all of Major League Baseball. What have the first few weeks over here been like for you?
It's been awesome, you know, just stepping outside. You know, a lot of the guys go out for the first few innings, go inside to a room so we can watch the game a little bit better, and also get out of the heat. But when you when I stepped outside and just seeing the stadium just packed full of fans, it was something else. So just to have that every day, every home game is pretty intense, and it makes for pitching just a lot more fun out there when you have an environment like that.
Can you explain what that's like from a player's perspective when you have that full house every night at home, when you go on the road and you've got Cardinals fans everywhere you go? It's got to help you as you get into the dog days of August here. It's got to help you take your game to a different level.
Definitely, especially like you said, the dog days. I mean, it's starting to get grueling, especially for those position players. So when you're playing in front of an environment like that, that's just bringing the energy every day, it really sparks you up. You know, you don't want to let them down. You know, not that, you know, if there was, you play at a place where there wasn't a great fan base, that you're not out there like just going through the motions, you're there to win. But there it is a whole nother attitude, a whole nother level that, you know, fans with that energy level, they can take you to that next spot. So it's really cool to be a part of something like that.
You're off to a great start here. You've pitched seven times. You've allowed just one run. You didn't pitch last night. If you get in tonight or tomorrow against the Marlins, a different kind of feeling facing the guys you played with, you were in the trenches with for several years?
Yeah, definitely different, a little bit different feeling, you know. You know, friends with a lot of those guys, and but you know, once the lights turn on, you know, I have to put all that aside and make sure I get the job done, because you know, we're all competitors. They're trying to take me out, I'm trying to take them out. So I definitely respect that part of the game.
Well, you're on the other side now, but I think I speak for a lot of Marlins fans who say whatever uniform you're wearing, Steve, they're pulling for you. Grateful for what you did on the field in Miami over the years, off the field in the South Florida community. We wish you all the best in St. Louis.
Thank you. And thank you, fans, too. You know, I really appreciate the support, and it's been an honor to be able to play on the Marlins.
That's Steve Cishek. Kyle, back to you.